Hi students, and welcome to your second class. Now, I would like to say a few things about these other classes that we're going to be having. From what I see, it's an opportunity for all English students to be able to listen to someone speaking English, because not only are you practicing grammar and vocab and then eventually reading, but you are continuously practicing listening, which is an opportunity and an advantage in a lot of times. So probably not all classes are the same, but as far as English language is concerned, this is an advantage for us. So the fact that you're listening to me right now, so good for you. All right, we begin this second class with a little tongue twister. Tongue twister means a sholi lingua. Now, this tongue twister is going to be different because it's going to be an intonational exercise. What does it mean? Basically, I'm going to read, or I'm going to say a dialogue in English, and I'm going to pause, and you are going to repeat during those pauses. So ideally, when you listen to these classes, you're listening in a place where you can speak. Because English language, or any language class, is not meant to be listened to only, right? When you listen to things during these hours, you have to repeat. Especially if you learn a new word, you should always repeat it. You should always use it in a sentence. So if I'm going along and you need to repeat something, just pause, repeat, and then listen. Go ahead and listen more. Does this make sense? All right. So the difference between intonation in English and Italian language is the stresses. So the stresses in English fall on different syllables within a sentence and within a word. And of course, that's why the intonation in a foreign language is different from Italian. All right, this is a short dialogue between two friends, and I'm going to say it first time without pauses, and second time I'm going to let you repeat. Actually, what we usually do is I write it down on the whiteboard, a blackboard, and then I make all the students put down the stresses in the sentence. So maybe we could do it. Let's see if it works in this audio example. Jack, you're back. I haven't seen you for a long time. Yeah, it's been a long time. I'm so glad you're back, Jack. So am I. I'm so glad you're back, Jack. So am I. I'm so glad you're back. I'm so glad you're back. I haven't seen you in a long time. All right, so this is the dialogue. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to read a sentence, and you have to tell me, well, you have to tell yourself, which words are stressed in that sentence. What does it mean? It means that if you are listening to someone's conversation, those are the words you're gonna hear. All right, for example, let's see, first sentence. Jack, you're back. I haven't seen you for a long time. The stressed words are Jack, you're back. Correct. So Jack and back. If you're writing these things down, you have to put an accent on Jack and back. I haven't seen you for a long time. So long time is also stressed. Then the friend answers, yeah, it's been a long time. So yeah is stressed and long time. Good. I'm so glad you're back, Jack. So am I. I'm so glad. So is stressed, and back, Jack, is stressed. Then the friend answers, so am I. Now, so am I is grammatically incorrect. It's just used for the intonation. So am I means so am I. But colloquially, it's possible to say, so am I. Anch'io, right? So am I. I'm so glad you're back. I'm so glad you're back. So and back. I haven't seen you for a long time. So long time. All right, let's try to repeat it. I hope I didn't confuse you too much. We're going to repeat it sentence by sentence. I'm going to start and you're going to continue. Jack, you're back. I haven't seen you for a long time. Yeah, it's been a long time. I'm so glad you're back, Jack. So am I. I'm so glad you're back. I'm so glad you're back. I haven't seen you for a long time. All right, perfect. How did that go? But I personally love tongue twisters. I learned quite a few when I just moved to Italy about 7 years ago. And, well, they really helped me with my pronunciation in Italian language. So I start all of my classes, even business classes, so our magistrale classes, so where students are older, with a nice tongue twister, just because, well, it's fun and it's good for you. All right, today we're going to talk about past. Now, I'm not following the syllabus precisely. I'm going along as I think is better in this situation. We are, of course, going to take all the grammar topics that are written there, so there's no way escaping that. But I am going from topic to topic, which I think is better for you to understand. So we are going to get back to future, for example, again in the future. But for now, let's take past. Now, what we have to know is that to be able to use any past tense, we need to know the verbs. What kind of verbs are there in English language? There are two forms of verbs, two kinds of verbs, right? There are regular and irregular verbs. What does it mean? When we talk about regular and irregular verbs, we mostly talk about the past, of course, which means that regular verbs in the past have an ed suffix. So every verb has three forms. It's just that regular verbs have the same second and third form. So for example, to work, second form would be worked, and third form would be worked. All right? It's a regular verb because we add ed in the past. Whereas there are irregular verbs, and irregular verbs have all kinds of different forms. The most common or the most important ones are to be and to have. And to be in the second form is was for I, he, she, it, and were for you, they, we. And been, of course, third form is been, etc. Now, this is what I want you to do at the beginning. Now, you can Google, or I will put it up on Moodle. There are all kinds of exercise for irregular verbs, and there's also a list of irregular verbs that you might need to know. A Murphy book, if you did buy it, and I wholeheartedly advise you to get that book, because the English Fun, which is the first book on your syllabus, is a good book to practice speaking and reading and just different subjects. But to do that, to be able to do that, you need to have a really strong grammar skills, right? And to have strong grammar skills, you gotta buy that book and do all the exercise. Which, if you do them regularly and correctly, you will be prepared to pass the exams easily. But if you don't study and you come to exams, because we just finished the Sessione Invernale, so I still remember how many students just came to exams, tested luck, and failed them. So don't be like those students. Study continuously and regularly. That way, before the exam, all you need to do is repass. You will need to study. All right, let's begin with a few irregular verbs. I have a pretty long list in front of me. This law list is from the Murphy book on page 293. I have all right, so there are different versions, editions of this book, but all editions are good because I've got some emails from students asking it. In my book is English Grammar in Use, fourth edition with answers, and I love it. But of course, if there's a third edition or second edition, it's all good. It's fine. Get whichever one you can and study. The grammar is the same everywhere, right? It's just some things change, but it's not a problem. All right, so irregular verbs, page 293. Let's begin from the beginning. So we're going to go from B to C. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read them to you. And hopefully, that way you know how to pronounce them. And after about that, hopefully you'll be able to remember them. So probably what I'm going to do is I'm going to read them, pause so you can repeat, and then continue. All right, so you must memorize all the irregular verbs, like the multiplication table, right? So 2 by 2 is 4, and B was where been is the form. All right, so we begin with verb be. To be, was, were, been. Remember, you're repeating after me. I'm leaving you a pause. Again, to be, was, were, been. An example. I was sick yesterday, but now I'm not. Kind of like in lieu with all the information. All right. The easiest way to remember a new word or a new verb in this case is to use it in a sentence. So every time you see something new, of course, to be, I assume 99% of you already know. At least that's my hope. But if you see something that you don't know, pause, repeat, and make a sentence. That way you'll remember the verb and you will not need to go back when the exam comes to, you know, repeat it. All right, so number two, beat, beat, beaten. My friend, it's an example, my friend beat my other friend at a karate class. All right, number three, become, became, become. He became sad when he heard the news. Ideally, you're making up your own sentences too, right? All right, number four. To begin, began, begun. I began thinking it was not a good idea. All right, number five. Number five, yes. To bend, bent, bent. He bent his knees and sat down. Number six. To bet, bet, bet. I bet on a horse, but I didn't win. Let's continue. To bite, bit, bitten. He was bitten by a dog. Some scary examples, but you get the picture. All right. To blow, blew, blown. The wind blew all night. It's kind of like interesting. Bore wind blew all night. With what I don't like about this audio lessons that I have no output from you. So you have a lot of input from me, but I do not know what you guys think, what you say. So this is definitely a drawback. The disadvantage of these kind of lessons is that you never know what the students are saying or thinking, and that's why, well, let's continue anyway. To break. To break, broke, broken. How did you break your arm? To bring, brought, brought. I brought a cake to work. An interesting one. Alright, to broadcast, broadcast, broadcast. What does it mean to broadcast, by the way? What broadcasts? That's right, TV and radio broadcast. So to broadcast, broadcast, broadcast. The TV broadcasts the news at 8. To build, built, built. I built the house myself. To burst, burst, burst. The balloon burst. To buy, bought, bought. I bought many oranges at the supermarket. All right, so these are all of the verbs for letter B. What do you say? Shall we go on? I say let's get all the way to letter G today, and then we'll continue next class. Or we'll see how we go, right? Because there's a lot to learn, and I feel like the easiest way for you to be is to repeat after me. I pause, you repeat after you repeat it again, and then we move on. Of course, if you do not know the translation of the verb, and I do not say anything in Italian in my classes, you will need to go online and find the translation. Just pause this audio class and go online. All right, let's continue. To catch, caught, caught. Have you guys ever seen that movie, Catch Me If You Can? Right, so you must know the meaning of this word. So to catch, caught, caught. He threw the ball and I caught it. All right. To choose, chose, chosen. I chose this class because I love it. Come, came, come. I came to university on time. To cost, cost, cost. Oops, sorry, my microphone fell down. To cost, cost, cost. My car cost a lot of money. To creep, crept, crept. What does it mean to creep? I know this is one of the verbs that a lot of students don't know. So I'm going to give you an example. A snake creeps. Or a thief creeps. Strisciare, right? So to creep, crept, crept. He crept in the dark. To cut, cut, cut. He cut his finger while slicing the oranges. To deal, dealt, dealt. He dealt the cards. To dig, dug, dug. dog dug a hole in my garden. All right, let's continue. To do, did, done. I did my homework earlier today. Draw, drew, drawn. I drew a picture on the wall. Drink, drank, drunk. I drank the last cup of coffee. Drive, drove, driven. Drove all night. All right, that's the end for letter D. Let's continue with letter E. Eat, ate, eaten. I ate dinner early. And that's it for letter E. Let's continue to letter F. Fall, fell, fallen. He fell down the stairs. Feed, fed, fed. He fed his cat. Feel, felt, felt. He felt a numbing pain in his shoulder. Fight, fought, fought. They fought for the rights of people. Find, found, found. They found a hidden treasure in the ground. Flee, fled, fled. They fled the country. Fly, flew, flown. They flew over Alps. Forbid, forbade, forbidden. He forbade her to smoke. Forget, forgot, forgotten. He forgot his keys in his car. Forgive, forgave, forgiven. She never forgave him. And freeze, froze, frozen. I froze the vegetables yesterday. All right, I think what we did here are irregular verbs from B to F. I think we can continue next class because that's a lot of verbs to take. But what I'm trying to tell you is if you do not know all three forms of the verbs, you will not be able to use any tense, any grammar tense, because verbs are the pillars of grammar in English and in any other language, but especially in English, because we will use all the irregular forms to form all the past tenses. Beginning with today, our topic for today is past simple. All right, so past simple is an action, a singular action that started and finished in the past. It's important to understand that it finished in the past, because in the future, where we're going to take present perfect, where the action is not finished, we're going to compare it to past simple. And in past simple, the action finished in the past. All right, so how do we form past simple? As always, we're going to write down a formula, right? So it's subject plus the second form of the verb. And what is the second form of the verb? Just what we did right now. We read three forms. So I'm going to take the list of the verbs and I'm going to read. Or I'm going to see the second form and I'm going to use that. So subject, second form of the verb, object, and whatever else is in the sentence. For example, I ate cake yesterday. Ate is the second form of the verb to eat. Eat, ate, eaten. You must memorize all the irregular verbs, because that's the only way you can use past simple, past perfect, etc., etc. All right. Now, I ate cake yesterday has an indicator. Yesterday. Yesterday is a time, adverb of time, that indicates past, past simple. So, the indicators of past simple are yesterday, last, so last year, last day, etc., the day before yesterday. So, not a lot, really. All right. How do we form a question in past simple? We'll need auxiliary, right? Good. What kind of auxiliary will we use in past simple? I ate cake yesterday. The auxiliary will be did. Now, the difficulty about this, the forming question in past simple, is that we will use did, but the plus the first form of the verb. So, did you eat cake yesterday? And you will say, yes, I ate cake yesterday, or I didn't eat cake yesterday. So as you can see, when I'm asking a question using the auxiliary did, I'm going to use the first form, or didn't, and the first form. Make sense? All right, let's continue making more examples, right? They went to the cinema on Sunday. Question, did they go to the cinema on Sunday? And in my mind, I'm thinking go and gone, right? So I know the three forms. And the response is, yes, they went to the cinema on Sunday, or no, they didn't go to the cinema on Sunday. Okay, let's give another example. I flew to Canada last year. Did you fly to Canada last year? Yes, I did. I flew to Canada last year. Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't fly to Canada last year. Let me read this example to you. Let me read this example to you. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was an Austrian musician and composer. He lived from 1756 to 1791. He started composing at the age of 5 and wrote more than 600 pieces of music. He was only 35 years old when he died. So in this little, in this short abstract, we see the following verbs in the past simple. Lived, started, wrote, was, died. And they're all in past simple. Very often, the past simple ends in ed, so regular verbs. For example, I work in a travel agency now. Before that, I worked in a department store. We invited them to our party, but they decided not to come. The police stopped me on my way home last night. Laura passed her exam because she studied very hard. For spelling, stopped, studied, etc. You must remember that, for example, stopped will be double P and studied will be spelled with IED. But many verbs are irregular. The past simple does not end in ED. For example, write, wrote. Mozart wrote more than 600 pieces of music. See, saw. We saw Tiny in town a few days ago. Go, went. I went to the cinema 3 times last week. Shut, shut. It was cold, so I shut the window. Again, remember, the verbs were read at the beginning. In questions and negatives, we use did, didn't, plus infinitive. So enjoy, see, go, etc. For example, I, she, they, enjoyed, saw, went. Did you go out last night? Yes, I went to the cinema, but I didn't enjoy the film much. When did Mr. Thomas die? About 10 years ago. They didn't invite us to the party, so we didn't go. Did you have time to do the shopping? No, I didn't. In the following examples, do is the main verb. In the sentence, did, do, didn't do. What did you do at the weekend? Not what did you at the weekend, right? Because did is auxiliary and do is a verb. I didn't do anything. Not I didn't anything. All right. The past of be, am, is, are, is, was, were. I, he, she, it, was, wasn't. We, you, they, were, weren't. Was, I, he, she, it, were, we, you, they. All right, this is going to be easy when you listen to examples. Note that we do not use did in negatives and questions with was, were. I was angry because they were late. Was the weather good when you were on holiday? They weren't able to come because they were so busy. Did you go out last night or were you too tired?